I would like to thank all the members of the public for coming to the meeting today. We'll start with roll call.
Chuck Anderson.
Here.
Antine Antrim. Rodrigo Argueta requested an excuse. Fred Blair.
I'm present for now.
Lydia Brisson.
Here.
Stephen Brooks requested an excused absence. Chris Condon. John Crumshaw.
Present.
John DeSimio.
Here.
Ariana Gladney requested an excused absence. Ted Graywall.
Present.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Klunder. Jim Lafferty. Brenda Medina.
Present.
Judge Merrick.
Here.
Margie Murray requested an excused absence. Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker. Steve Pride.
Here.
Summer Reed. Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
John Wenger.
Here.
Lamont Yates. We have 13.
I move to approve the excused absence requests.
Can you, John, can you repeat the vote to request an excused absence?
Yeah. Rodrigo Argueta, Stephen Brooks, Ariana Gladney, Margie Murray. Argueta, Brooks, Gladney, Murray.
Is there a second?
Second.
Are there any objections? Seeing none. Motion passes. We move to the next item, 1C, agenda approval. Any requests for any amendments in the body?
Would this be the point where I would indicate my intent to make a motion?
Mm-hmm.
So I intend to make a motion before the discussion concerning the PD search begins. What number?
The number 8.
I don't know any number 8.
Okay.
Let's see what number.
How far down
the
page?
Oh, number 8. Okay.
Item number 8. So under item number 8, part A, what is the name of your motion?
Motion to postpone further action on the PD search until we have heard from the national on the reality of the move.
Is there a second?
Yeah, I need a second, but I second.
You're making
a... I'd like to appeal that motion.
Okay. We're not getting it. We're just doing agenda approval.
I'd like to object to that motion.
John?
Yeah, number 14, old business. I propose to delete that one. If there's no one objecting,
I think we
don't
need to deal with this one first. So is it done?
There's an objection to putting it there. Members have a right to put items in new business. There's an objection to putting it there. So you'll need to
So it's not approved without objection. You're going to have to vote before you put it in there.
Okay. We'll take a vote to put in Mr. Fanshawe's motion under item number 8. Those in favor of putting Mr. Crenshaw's motion as in item number 8, those in favor, please raise your hand.
The motion.
Need to be on new number 8.
No, it's an addition.
Can you
say
the
yes, the motion is to postpone further action on the PD search committee until we have received word from the National Pacifica organization on the legality of the move.
Can I offer a friendly amendment? John, would it be a friendly amendment to just make that item 8A your motion so we can discuss that motion at that time and then get ahead, go ahead with the agenda?
Okay, so there's an objection to putting that item on the agenda. So we're voting right now. We should have that item on the agenda.
Unless there's any discussion about it?
No. Those in favor? We only have 15 minutes to approve the agenda. We're not going to make a full meeting.
Is this to place it at that point? Or
yeah.
Yes, members have a right to place items on the agenda. So the objection is to its place. Yes, I'd like to motivate the motion. I think it's very important that before any action is taken, we know exactly what the legal status is of the currently described PD search, and therefore it would be very good for us to have that discussion before that comes to the board. And as a result, I would say that the PD search motion made by the National Personnel Committee is going to be considered on Thursday. I spoke with Summer yesterday, and she thought that it was problematic and looked as if it were not legal, that HR would have problems with it. Our own station, general manager, suspended the cart because of suggestions that there might be some problem with it. And so, therefore, I think that it would warrant a full discussion before some formation is taken or action is taken that would be overturned. It would be fair to those people who are involved to hear from people about the legal ramifications of the motion.
Yeah, this is the reason why I take issue with this motion. Because even Mr. Crenshaw was willing to put listeners on the committee at our last meeting. Oh. Even my esteemed colleague, Mr. Crenshaw, was willing to put listeners on committee at our last meeting. We said, oh, let's do it right now. Now, all of a sudden, I don't know why Pat got to his bag. But all of a sudden, he wants to close the bag now. So I view this as highly suspect and highly unethical, and I refuse to vote for his placement on the agenda.
Before you recognize anyone else, caution them not to speak to the merits of the motion. I don't like to continue on the agenda.
Okay.
Mr. Bernard,
can you go on the agenda?
Yes. You can see he...
Motivated
the motion. I'm responding to his motivation. So the reason for the motion was because we've had lawsuits that cite the absence of process, including the absence of process in our hires. Therefore, the personnel committee, upon which I sat, passed this motion without objection, and like last year. So then the P&D voted with an ample margin, and so it's policy. So there are any number of policies that can be rescinded, and so we have to wait and see if that happens. It first has to be rescinded in order to move forward. Council looked at it, and it depends on whether you're acting in the best interest of the foundation or not. But at this juncture, it's policy. So I say it does not belong on the agenda until the PMB rescinds it, if it does.
We'll take a vote. Those who are in favor of putting Mr. Crenshaw's motion to postpone further action on the TV search committee, those who are in favor of putting it on the agenda, please raise your hand.
At
item number 8-8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 yes?
8. I think it's 8.
Can you raise your hand again? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Those opposed to putting this motion as item number 8A? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Take a vote for a tie.
Mm-hmm. Are there any objections?
Yeah, take a vote for a tie.
No, only if you break a tie or me.
Yeah, but you can make a tie. Make a tie.
Correct. You can vote too, Ted.
Did you vote?
Yes.
No, I didn't vote. And no, I'm not in favor of adding it as an agenda item.
Mm-hmm. Motion 7-7.
Five.
Mm-hmm.
Any further amendments to the agenda?
I had one I mentioned earlier. Yeah, let's go here. Old business number 14, I propose to delete it because I don't think we have any contact for it.
Item number 14 in old business is a motion on CIA pay order issue from June 19th. Are there any objections to delete this item?
I'm curious as to, I mean, I was away for this meeting. I'm curious as to the controversy and who actually put it on the agenda. I mean, that has never been determined. Who put it on the agenda?
That is the right now we are voting on. Removing it or keeping it?
I propose to delete it, but we can, if we can save time, we either can't delete it quickly. Let's just leave it on there, and then when nobody has anything to put any content in, then it'll just pass in a minute. So either way, let's just save time.
Is that the old stuff? Is there any there's objection to removing, or are you?
I need clarification on the motion.
Okay, is there clarification on the motion you would like to
delete? Delete item 14. I move to delete Roman number 4A.
There's an objection to delete.
I just don't think we're ever going to get there.
Okay, so do we just leave it away until we get there?
Yeah, arguing over whether we get to the end of the meeting.
Okay, either way.
Okay, are you taking back your motion? Okay, you can help
save time, sure.
Okay. Who is next?
Lauren?
I have a concern with this because this might relate to a matter that's going to be brought up into closed session. That's why, you know, I'm kind of objecting to, not to be moved, but
if he pulled back in the motion,
okay.
So his request is please count him on the
part. I would like to defer item Roman rule 2B, schedule a special budget meeting until after the discussion of the Finance Committee report, item 9.
Could you all use the microphone, please?
I would like to defer discussion of item 2B to schedule a special budget meeting for July until after the discussion of item 9 finance committee report.
You'd like to make it 8B? Is it 2B or not 2B?
I would like to change it from 2B to 9B.
Are there any objections?
Yeah, I have an amendment that we put the Finance Committee report up on top.
One number.
That's a separate motion. His motion is to include it in the Finance Committee report.
Right, and I'm suggesting he wants to move it down. he wants to move that and combine it with this.
Once it's included, if it's approved that it's included in there, I would suggest that you can move it.
I'm making a friendly amendment, or I'm making a substitute amendment to combine them and put both of them up earlier. Oh, well.
Where do you want to put it? Item 6? Or item 7?
Yeah, before the program director search committee.
So item 6.
That would be 8 to 10.
7.1.
It will be 10.
It will be 8.
It will be 8.
Is there a second to the substitute motion?
Yes.
Are there any objections?
Sir, please print to move it to.
They would like to move it to push back the program director search committee to number 9 and move item number the finance
I want to combine them and put them after the GM respond in public comment and before the people search.
Are you objecting? Are you saying that?
I
have
to.
Those in favor?
Switching
8 and 9 with item number 8 including 2B. Those in favor of moving the finance committee report earlier, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in favor. Those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4. Abstention? 1. Okay, so the new item number 8 is the Finance Committee report, including item number 2B.
A and B.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They're both like not the same.
So item number 2 is not. Okay. Are there any other amendments to the agenda?
I apologize for being late.
Sorry? Thank you for coming.
That's my pleasure.
Want to make sure you name tag?
I'm sorry?
Want to make sure you grab your name tag?
Thank you.
Okay, so are there any further amendments to the agenda? Are there any objections to approving this agenda with these amendments? Not hearing any. The agenda is approved for this meeting. We move to item number 1B, minutes approval. Are there any amendments to the minutes from the June 19th meeting?
Not regarding minutes, but just helping information from the program regarding minutes.
Please use the microphone.
Can you repeat what you said on the microphone?
I was asking to be acknowledged when it's appropriate before we get into agenda items on information regarding notice of the meeting.
Notice of this meeting?
Yes.
Are there any objects or any amendments to the minutes? There was an amendment on the minutes. I did receive a notice from a request from Fred Klender. So his name will be included in those excused absences if there's no objection to that amendment of the minutes.
Obviously not.
Okay, I'm just hearing information from the body. Would somebody like to move to approve the minutes?
So moved. Second.
Seconded by Michael.
I just have a quick comment. My name is Ms. Phil. John, did you fix it?
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so the minutes are approved.
ground rules for communication. Please direct all your comments to me, not across at each other. And let's make sure that our meeting stays in orderly and timely so that we can respect our public and all of their comments and their time slot for their comments. We can get to all of those. So let's please maintain that decorum.
Just a side note for the audience, so you have an opportunity to participate fully. If you have a pressing issue that you want to raise at the meeting and you think it's timely, please find your representative and take them aside, maybe hand them a note, just ask them discreetly and quietly, they can bring it to the board if need be. So that's your avenue for communication rather than shouting out during the meeting. That's one of the challenges we've had. Thank you.
And announcement? Michael?
Yes, I remember Ariana Gladney couldn't be here today, but she's at a defense activity around the case that she's facing. She was the target of racist assault by the Inwood Police Department, along with another comrade of hers, Itana Shakur, and they're having an event today, and she'll be in court in Inwood. People are planning to pack the courthouse to support her and Itana. That's on July 31st. At 8:30 a.m. One Regent Street in Englewood.
Any further announcements?
The Zeitgeist Media Festival is August 4th at the Avalon Theater in Hollywood, where they're going to have entertainment, bands, artists, comedians. It's an 8-hour presentation from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. Check it out, zeitgeistmediafestival.org. You'll find a lot of alternative economic models and social structures and some possible solutions there. Thank you.
Do you know the cost?
I don't know the cost. I don't know what's happening.
The cost reminded me, if anybody would like to donate to Ariana's defense, talk to me at the end of the meeting.
Are there any further announcements? Ms. Anderson?
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Anaheim City Hall, the mothers of the two assassinated Mexicans from August of last year are holding a protest, also sponsored by Answer. So I invite everyone to come to Anaheim tomorrow.
Thank you. That will complete item number one, and then please have it.
Thank you. On the way here, because I have a thing as well, I apologize. I went to pick up the notice because I just sent PMD into my email and all the notices will come up. So I appreciate that it was posted. However, it wasn't posted with an address, so it doesn't constitute notice at all publicly. If it doesn't say where the location is of a meeting, to tell you there is a meeting somewhere today, but not say where it is, doesn't make it a notice. And I'm not trying to be picky. We're under considerable scrutiny by the CPB right now. That is one of their audit findings, is our compliance with the Communications Act in terms of posting. It may have been adequately noticed on the air, I hope, and locally on the website, but I would just, if we could be, practically helpful if the information was there in the automatic notices. And B, they're going to be, the managers are aware of this. We have significant follow-up over the course of the next year to show that we properly disseminate our notices with all of the requisite information on all the locations that we tell them we're putting them in, and that site is also one of them. So just housekeeping, and it's already improving because it was posted, so if we just posted, all the information will be there. Okay, the time, date, and location.
And if I can please add, also be mindful sometimes if they post at Eastern time, notice that we are a difference, so you're not showing up at 4 o'clock.
That's a very good point. Yes, it automatically posts Eastern time. That's true.
Okay. This is not an agenda item, but yes.
I was just going to expand on what she said, that there was no time given also. And so I had to call around to find out what time the meeting was here.
And I just know my way over because I know my way here.
I think also you can access the KPFK.org website. It's on
It's on the event calendar.
Right, but if you're just responding to incoming emails that state an email and don't give up a time, I knew where the location was, but I didn't know the time, and the notices didn't give the time of the meeting.
In the future from now on, I will also then send an email to the LSV with that to make sure that you guys are getting that notice also. I don't want to double, triple the amount of notices that you're getting, but if...
If I may, I think my larger concern is our public noticing. You know what I mean? It, practically, I knew I'd find the place. It wasn't like I don't know where they're off.
Oh,
but I'm very concerned. I've had two meetings this week with MDG. We have to be on top of this on every level, everywhere we post. Thank you.
Just for clarification, the information needs to be posted 7 days in advance.
Thank you.
To comply with CPB.
I'm trying not to just shout out over everybody and get the chair to address me before I speak, unlike some people don't speak.
I do.
Thank you. My question was for summer. Were we talking about a KTFTX notice? Okay.
Yeah.
Which just goes to the LSV, I understand.
Well, see, the strange mechanism is KTFTX is our public notice system as a network, even though it doesn't say specific everything reroutes to KTFTX. So if part of our compliance package of where we post is KTFTX in addition to the local website, it just needs that way information, that's all.
And
it's automatic, so it's handy to send an automatic notification.
And Summer raises a flag. John Crumshaw, I believe, said earlier that the notice of this meeting, which contained the notice of the PD Search Committee election, was pulled from the air. Is that correct, John Crumshaw? If I recall correctly, earlier you said that the notice of the PD Search Committee election on air was pulled from rotation. Is that correct?
That's my understanding, but the general manager could give you more information.
And that was also our notice for this meeting. So if that notice was pulled, then the notice for this meeting was pulled and it did not
air. I had a separate card that gave notice.
Moving forward.
Yeah, just real quick. I've got notices 2 weeks in advance. With address, time, location. The one that someone's talking about is correct. It's only 4 p.m. Eastern time and no address. But before that, 2 weeks prior to you have been sending out these notices.
Yeah, it's probably we'll double check on that because the next month we need to get different. Thank you. So as item number 2 has been moved down, a combination of the committee finance committee report. We'll move to implement.
No, not the whole.
Just
only
B. Only
B.
The next scheduled LSC meeting is on a Wednesday, so it's going to be at 7 p.m. That's August 21st. It's going to be at Pratt Unity Center, 7825 Southwestern Avenue in Los Angeles. 90047 is the zip code. That's between Florence and Manchester. And we can thank Reverend Bird, who worked with InnerVision, for providing that space for us.
Which will be like a restaurant that you walk away
with. We'll add it on the intent so we can move forward. Okay, so item number 2 is removed. So implementation follow-up action items. The GM, the staff voter list,
and some help.
So they were included within the
The whole list?
Just the sentence.
Okay. GM provides staff voters list. It was carried over from June 19th, 2015, so that has been provided. We've only just a few updates. Only a few updates. Do you have to add anything to that? Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
The paid staff list is not complete. People missing off the paid staff list. So I think it's not done. There's still problems with this paid staff list, and obviously the unpaid staff list is not complete. I mean, management does not seem to be able to figure out how to complete it, which is what it said in the memo. So I think we need some discussion about how to...
Are you still waiting for responses from staff? Okay, so there's still pending the responses from the staff. Are still pending. About 5 minutes on this item. So, Center?
Yeah. If I may, I'm just going to make for all the GMs throughout the network, we have discussions on this, and we may be implementing some policies that have consequences if people fail to respond to the GMs. It is a problem. Not only preparing for voting lists, emergency preparedness, not knowing who is in your building, who has a show, whether they're coming or going, and people sort of not being willing to comply to simply fill out, you know, a form that says this is my name, address, and phone number. It's on file. This is the show I do. And I'm in consultation with the GMs as to what would be most effective for them as tools to get compliance, even if it means there are consequences, because we're having these issues at all the stations, and this is a recurrent problem, particularly before elections. So I think that we will work out a management solution that hopefully gets some higher compliance in terms of responsiveness, because that is a key issue here, is people just ignoring the request for information.
Lawrence, and then Steve.
Thank you. Yeah, I just like the GM to address it during his report.
Yeah, it wasn't difficult to update who's worked on my show in the last year. What was difficult is it listed, it's a voters list. And in past, people give instructions and definitions as to what that means. How many hours each volunteer donates on what regular basis to qualify as a voter. That we haven't been given. I mean, just 32 organizations show the thing. They're all working on show their degree that they should be voting as a major staff. In the past, that has been.
Thank you. Okay. First of all, I mean, there needs to be some mechanism by which management can figure out who is the paid staff. I have it on the financials. They are there. They are listed there. They're not listed on this list. I think that that's a very simple correction, but it's somewhat of a mystifying oversight why that list doesn't get on this list that's submitted to us. And it says here in the last sentence of the manager's report regarding the unpaid list, staff are at a loss as to how the list may be brought up to date with, without the cooperation of the volunteer programmers.
So with all this information, it is being heard by the GM and IE, if they can work on to, I guess, continue working on that list? Or much broad time on this item? So,
the answer is yes. That's a short answer. I think we're more elaborate.
Michael?
I just wanted to give a point of information to Mr. Price that in the bylaws, it's always been very clear that the requirement to be eligible as an unpaid staff member is 30 hours of volunteer time.
Well, that would not take care of that when you request to give a name or another.
Okay, that is the standard.
Well, thank you. It should come earlier.
We're at time on this item, so we're going to move on to the next item.
Point of information, who's timing?
I mentioned.
Pardon me?
Okay. Mr. Johnson, thank you for coming to the meeting. You have 5 minutes. Thank you for coming to the if you want to leave a little bit of room, any 5 minutes, we'll talk with you.
Sure. Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Johnson. I've been working as a CAP facilitator for 2013. And I was asked by Tej to give a report on our last meeting, which we had at KPSK on June 1st, 2013. The first thing we did was we had an agenda printed for the meeting, and we had a call to order, and we established some rules for the meeting. And one of the things we did was we said that no one was going to interrupt each other and that everyone was going to get a chance to speak once before they had a chance to speak a second time. We had someone help keep us keep notes and keep time, and it generally went pretty well. We also agreed on a 1.5 hour time for the meeting. This is the second time that I have acted as convener. The other stations use the word facilitator, so from now on I'm going to call myself the CAB facilitator, which is actually not being a CAB member. It's sort of a representative of the station. So we had about 20 people that came to KPFK Saturday afternoon. The meeting began at 12 noon. And we opened with a brief description of the CAB and a discussion about how the CAB is, what its function is, including the taking of community needs assessments, who the CAB members are, and why it's important for our CPD funding. We decided to speak on various topics. The first one we talked about was programming, which of course is a very popular one. Everyone who listens to the station has ideas about the programs. We had only 20 people in attendance. However, we were split. The group is split on Spanish language programming, with some people being in favor, some people wanting less of it. We had some other suggestions about having two hosts on shows, more call-in shows. Several people mentioned that they enjoyed the Richard Wolf economic update program that we've added, and actually asked for even more economic shows. We had several attendees that actually wanted to praise the Gary Knoll and our special fund drive programming as being some of their favorite programming, and that they asked to hear some more of those programs at other times than during the fund drive. Some people mentioned that they wanted to use these programs to renew their Gary Knoll product donation and still have it contribute towards the station, and didn't want to wait 3 months for it to come up again. Other people, like the Christine Blaisdell, Great Lives of History, and some of the other special programs, they said they'd like to hear more of those. Other people said that they liked the script programming that's been implemented by the station. Some people said they did not like it. We were fairly split on that. There were several suggestions that young persons program should be added, that we should be doing more for the youth. And several people particularly mentioned, a majority said that the Royal Hollywood program was one of their favorites, and that they would like to have additional new programs added to Roy's show, and how they really enjoyed this program in Eden. Comments on fundraising and fund drives were brought up. Some people said, of course, the fund drives were too long. They were concerned about it, the station sounding like it was selling products, and sounding a little bit like a commercial run station. Okay, I'll wrap this up. Other people said that they wished the website could be used better for fundraising. And then we brought some other ideas up, including financial transparency. They wanted to know if the station was financially okay, and they also mentioned that they'd like to see some kind of thermometer or ticker during fund drives to see how we're progressing during the fund drive. And other people also mentioned they want to make sure that the CAB is maintained as an independent group. There's a few other things that fall in my report, and I'll stop and open it up to any questions.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Are there any comments or questions from the board for Mr. Dawson?
From the previous meeting, has it been in the evening or have all of them been in the afternoon?
Has it been the two that I've done in 2013 have been on Saturday afternoon at the station?
Okay.
Is there any prospect of constituting a definite
mic?
Sorry. Is there a process of constituting a definite body of people as the CAB?
Yes. We've only started to implement that. We have two people that have accepted, and there are other invitations going out that we have to reject. So we have two people that have volunteered to become permanent CAB members.
Dr. Linger?
We sent a written version of the report.
Yeah, I don't have access to the email, but I did forward it to Tej, this report, and some of the other people whose email I do have.
There's also a public LSP email address, which is lsboard@kknk.org.
Okay, thank you.
If there's no objection, our secretary can attend it to the minutes. Thank you. Thank you again. Our general manager report.
Very much so, thank you for that. It's starting to come together, and I'm pleased to see that happening. It's been a long time coming, so I appreciate it. Just looking across, the report was sent yesterday. I apologize for it going out late in the day. I was waiting on some information from a couple of staff members for it. Just going to clear my throat, excuse me. So I'll go through it. I'll save the overview until last because it's got the most kind of meaty stuff in it, and I expect to get some questions on that. In the outreach and development, a bunch of stuff is going on. I have to say I was inspired by by Teresa Schultz's visit to the station. It's mentioned there that she is the daughter of Russell Maroon Schultz, and she visited the station, did a little presentation along with one of the Angola Three. She's an inspiring woman, I have to tell you, and she and her siblings have been carrying the torch and doing the fight for her father for some time, some considerable time, but she's an inspiring person, and I'm sorry, not more of you could make it to hear her speech. She was amazing. Program changes. Sonali's back. She's back in the 8 o'clock slot in the morning. So Tom Hartman has moved to 2 o'clock. We trialed that this week because we were unsure of the security of our feed of that program as a live program, but it seems to have paid off this week, so we'll be running Tom at 2 o'clock from Monday. That also means that because it's live, when we were playing at 8, it was a recording of an hour from the previous day's Tom Hartman program. And, you know, when you get a week where two Supreme Court decisions come down and Tom's talking about them happening today when they happened yesterday, we sound a little silly. So I was concerned about that. But he will be live in the afternoon from 2 till 3, and that means that KPFK listeners will also be able to take part in his call-in segment, which I have to say, too, that Tom is very happy to be on KPFK to the point where he actually runs endorsements during this program. He has underwriting for his program, and he runs endorsements, and they would have been tempered through the 2 o'clock hour, which would have made our life extremely difficult. So we said to him, what are you going to do about that? And he said, I just won't do them. I'll run them all at the top of my hour, and you know, you link with me at 2, and then if you jump out at 57 past the hour mark, that's when I'll do them. So that's exactly what we do. So such was his desire to be on our own station, that he was prepared to completely change the way he delivers his program. So we've got the programming situation sorted out there with the technical hitches we were worried about. Alan Minsky had a programmers meeting a few weeks back. It was very well attended. It was here, and there were about between 40 and 50 people at that, and quite vocal as well. So a lot of stuff was talked about. There were a number of requests made of management, one of which is to put a webcam in the control room and in Studio B, so that programmers who want to be on the web while they're broadcasting can do that. So we'll look into the viability of doing that. They also asked for news headlines on the hour, which we are strenuously working towards bringing. Margaret Prescott produced a California-wide special on the ongoing prisoners' hunger strike that I thought was pretty amazing, actually. And we are continuing to follow and cover the travesty that happened last weekend with the Trayvon Martin case. Operations, just a few facilities and things there. The biggest thing that's happening in terms of the operation of the station is that our license is up for renewal this year, and we need to file that renewal application. We need to get the ball rolling next month. We've already run the announcements on air that say that that's happening, but we need to keep things moving, and we're being helped out by John Krigler's office, our legal counsel in Washington. Everything in the engineering side of things seems to be working well. We're getting to the hard end, though, with money. The money situation is a delicate one. We are experiencing cash flow difficulties that are mostly due to the fact that we don't yet have our CPB funding for this part of the year, and that's pending the conclusion of the Pacifica audit. We won't get that money until that audit's completed, and Summer can talk more to that if you wanted to, but it's a sticky situation because it's exacerbated for us because now more people than not, when they call in to donate during a fund drive, are opting to do it in installments rather than pay up front. And when the pledges are $250 pledges like Gary Null or Christine Blosdale stuff, that $250 coming in one hit is what kind of sustains us through the periods where fund drives are not there. Given that most people now, or more people now, are opting to pay an installment, that means we don't realize that revenue gain fully until the end of that 12-month period. However, we still have to pay for the premiums when the bill comes in. So while the money is going out the door, not as much of it is coming in as we would like to be having happen right now. So, yeah, we're managing very carefully through that. We will do it. I mean, I have no doubt about it. I have complete confidence that we will manage our way through this. And we will, once the CPB funding comes in, we will have a little bit more comfort. But on a day-to-day basis, it is a source of stress for me, to say the least. That's all I need to say on that question.
Problems with our cash flow cannot be going on the CCB. That's less than. Our cash flow problems cannot be going on the CCB. That money is about 2 weeks' worth of our expenses. Our cash flow problem is due to the fact that we're spending more that we're bringing in, we have asked for data from you as to how much, what percentage are we getting full payment and what percentage in payment. We've asked that data from you. So until we get that, our cash flow problems have to do with the fact that we're spending more money than we're bringing in. That's hard evidence. You know, there's data on that. Who was notified about this wonderful speech at the station? Because I didn't know about it. He said too bad more people couldn't come. I had no idea about it.
And it was announced on the air. It was on the website.
All right. Can you give us the details of the bequest, which apparently we're casting out in order to pay for payroll in the next month? I mean, to get us through because we are out of cash. Your report said that you're taking $100,000 from the bequest to pay our bills until the next fund drive.
Do I have these all together, or should I wait for the
answer? No, that's one question. Tell us about the bequest.
I'm asking whether to answer them all together one at a time.
I would be present on the board channel if we could have had every day. All the questions are there.
Oh, and one more thing, the
just raise your hand, you'll get on the stack. I saw one hand, there's one person on the stack. There's John Crenshaw.
Okay.
All right. Bernard, when the Trayvon Martin verdict came out, I was flipping around LA television thinking this is a pretty big event. And of course, all the big MSNBC, CNBC, everyone else was covering it, CNN. No local radio other than KFI, right wing man 640, was saying anything about it. And I flipped to our station, and we had some, you know, lovely salsa programming, but no, I would have think this is a missed opportunity for this station to have been bracing itself to report live on the verdict and to talk about what was happening at the courthouse and in the streets. And I sent out an email. I got a response fairly quickly from Alan Minsky, who was at a distant location, who had tried to get a hold of the board to say we need to do something. So by 10 o'clock, I understand there was about a 12-minute report with Ernesto Arce. It really strikes me as a missed opportunity, and I would encourage management to anticipate these things and really be ready, because this is where we can best serve our community.
I would, if I can also, I know this is your report where it says with the Angola 3 live interviews are with Sojourner Truth and the Lawyers Bill.
Did you ask the question?
I just also wanted to point out that Dino Kamati with Freedom Now was also part of that and had also had Mr. King from the Angola 3 interview on that evening. And the question is, which programs are we used at Hartman and the Citizens?
Next is
Florence. I also have a concern in regard to the bequest. Seems like you're moving to taking advance out of the bequest to deal with some of the cash flow problems. You also were strong in regard to your response to the Finance Committee report, where you stated that, and you made some modifications, so I'd like to know about those modifications of your proposed budget that you, after you received the report from the Finance Committee, I'd like to know if you can fine-tune and zero in on that. And also, I also have a concern about Mr. Hartman and who, what show did he replace? Did he replace a show of unrepresented people? Or did he think that maybe it should alternate with a show on, you know, new programming or something that's not fresh on the dial, on our dial?
Mr. Crenshaw?
It's really good that you were able to get Tom Hartman, who members of the public, please can you
speak more quietly? It was good to have Tom Hartman on because he brings a national presence to APFK, and it's excellent that you were able to get him to forego the underwriting. I hope that you'll be able to take a look, and I suppose you, if you're able to, could tell us if there are other programs that seem to have underwriting that don't benefit the participant, if you would address that issue and what your plans are to take care of that situation. Thank you.
Are there any more questions from the board? Dr.
Wanker? Yeah, I just brought up the KPFK program with, and so I too am curious as to where those other programs are going, whether they're going away or just being moved. I have the information run right here if anybody wants to know what they are, but that's another issue.
Any more questions?
No.
Public
comment.
Okay, I made some brief notes while the questions were coming in, so I'll try to address them as best as possible. But Tim, I don't agree with you. It's as simple as that, but then that's not news to anyone here. The situation with
respect... You don't agree with what?
With what you're saying about the way the cash is managed at the station. When we go into a financial year, we expect to see PPP funding at certain parts of the year, and so we manage our activities around that. We have been stymied this time. We don't have it. We simply don't have it. And so that's why we are using funds that were given to us, donated to us from a bequest. That has proven less than easy to do as well, because the bank is, in my opinion, incompetent, but we're working on that. We should be okay by next week. The transmission problem...
No, please give us the details.
Not a order.
You and I interrupted him.
Chair,
please. For God's sake.
The GM is giving his report. Please.
The transmission issues you are experiencing are largely due to the heat right now. It lowers the inversion level, and that bounces the signal. So that's the problem. We are back at full power. We were down to half power for a few hours the week before last, while something was replaced with transmitter, but we are at 110,000 watts. It's as simple as that. When the heat is very high in this part of the country, and in any part of the country, but it's very high in this part of the country, the signal bounces off the inversion layer, and you get interference from other stations on similar or close by frequencies, and that's what's happening now. I noticed that it's 405 today, but that's what's happening. Apart from the 405, where I would have expected to have very clean reception, I didn't on the way here today, but it's warm out there. I share your concern about the last Saturday, and in fact, what it came down to was a simple lack of attention by the people who were actually board offing at that time to the external phone. So Ernesto eventually did get on air, but I would have liked to hear a lot more, and I think we did miss an opportunity. Programs that were moved for the Hartman Show, one of them was another syndicated program we used to run anyway called Ring of Fire Radio, which is probably not working terribly well for us, and I think Hartman will work better than that. Here in the city, Sarah Harris has family issues, so she asked to be removed from the grid for a little while. We will bring probably some of those programs back, but mostly things have moved to different parts of the day, and we will rest some programs and bring other programs back. I would say pretty categorically that we have not moved anything that I think is from an underrepresented part of our community. So I think that it's a bit of a chessboard thing sometimes, but if things have been taken off for a period of time and they are worth bringing back, we will bring them back.
And Richard Wolf?
Richard Wolf.
Can I avoid the outburst, please?
Richard was on at 4 o'clock on Tuesday this week because there are plans out, but he will definitely still be there. The slight change in the budget that I mentioned in the report is due to the fact that we're going to change the company that we do business with when it comes to car donations. At the moment, we get 70% of the car donation value, and the company that handles it does the rest. But at a Pacifica level, and someone knows more about this than I do, but at a Pacifica level, we agreed to sign on as a group, including affiliates, with another company that says that they will pay us 80% up front of the car donation received, and 80%. But when they get to the level of 450 cars a year across the group, which is not difficult to do, that'll go up to 85%, so I modified that part of the budget. And the underwriting, John, I think I hear periodically the underwriting block, and I heard Richard Wolf do it, for example, this week. That's something that the board ops producers are supposed to take out before we get to broadcast. Sometimes it's switched through the net.
You're on the public comment.
I
would like the details of the bequest. How much was it? How much did you cash out? How much is left?
I think in the report.
I did not of the bequest.
Yes, I think that we requested it a month ago.
No, I didn't request it.
Well, Michael might have been.
I don't have it. I haven't seen it.
We haven't cashed out any yet. We will be cashing out $100,000.
Right. And how much is left?
It's probably close to $100,000.
Okay, so these are stocks that where the it's down.
It's mostly gold and silver securities.
Right.
Which have been falling significantly.
Correct.
So we need to cash out.
Right. Any further questions?
I have a question about the donation program. Does donating a car automatically result in station membership? And the reason that I ask is because a week before I came on the LSB, I donated a car on the car donation program and expected something in the mail, a membership thing or something like that. And it didn't happen, and I was told that I had to physically contact somebody, Terry Guy, and go in and show him the car donation paperwork. And all of that. I think that's and I haven't done it yet, but I think it's a burdensome process for someone who donates a car and expects membership. If someone donates a car, shouldn't they automatically receive a membership?
Only if it's more than $25. It was worth more than $25, but not much. I agree with Chris. I actually agree with Chris. I think that's something that we should institute. Make it easier.
We're going to open. It's up to the public comments. We have questions to the general manager.
I want to address a number of issues that I've just heard. I want to speak about the cab at Dave Johnson. The last meeting was June 13 of KPFK. I spoke about that at the last meeting here. You were not here, and others. Dave Johnson has done no outreach to the 18 folks, and I have all their names right here. Many of them I have their emails. No continued outreach, no follow-up with any of the 18 people. So what a great cab procedure we have. It is no wonder that he's not given a true update. And all that KPFK is doing, Mr. Bernard Duncan, is really playing card games with CPB. I know the game. And so this is improper. He took plenty of audio. He took plenty of notes. I made sure that everyone in that meeting gave him an application, filled it out. I also gave him my application, and we spoke about several sites that need representation at KPFK for the next meeting. No follow-up. Community, no follow-up. Okay, I want to say that the last budget document that came across my desk was for the P&L, profit and loss, no budget. It was for September 30th, 2013. We are still within that. Part of that is the budgetary factor. I looked at how the expenses were running against income, because we get no balance sheet, right, Michael Melvick?
Time.
No balance sheet.
We're at time, Bella.
Expenses running at 72% of income.
We're
isn't that alarming?
I'd like to query the GM on the question of the relationship between KPFK/Pacifica and Gary Null entity. I understand that recently Gary Null decided to sever the relationship. Do we need this? Is the situation where there's a lot of conflict of interest? and we have never heard a full report on anything. It's been, I don't know how long it's been going, over a year, with Gary Null and all of his health food that's been given. It's a corporation, and it makes KPFK seem like it's a, you know, it's a controlled entity that's a public, that's a private, it's become a private entity because of the relationship with Gary Null. And I think we need a report on that. You know, I think there's definite conflicts of interest, and we don't know how much money he gets for what he sells to us or whatever. You know, I think we need to have a good analysis of that brought forth to the LSB and published on the website for everybody to hear, so people can understand what's been going on. And there's a lot of people out there who just do not like Gary Null's products. They think they stink. And makes KPFK stink also.